We know that the prevalent minhag among all different communities in Klal Yisrael is that women do not say Kiddush Levona. And the question is why? Why is the minhag that ladies do not recite Kiddush Levona? So there's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Kiddush Levona, where the Mogen Avraham says that the reason why women are not mechuyavos in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona is because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Now, why is it a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? Because it only applies during specific days of the month. You can't say it right at the beginning of the month, the first few days. You know, till day three, it's not negeya. You can't say Kiddush Levona. And only then can you start saying it, and that goes until after the 14th. It's already too late. So up until the 14th, you could say, not afterwards, and you can't say the first couple days of the month. So you see that there's a time frame for the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. The Mela says the Mogen Avraham, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and therefore women are pturis from every mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Any time-bound mitzvah, women are exempt from fulfilling. The question is, usually the klal is that even though women are pturis from being mekayim and mitzvah shazman groma, however, the minhag among Ashkenazim is they could be mekayim the mitzvah if they want, even though it's optional, and they could even recite a bracha when they're mekayim the mitzvah. And that's why when a woman shakes lulav, if you're an Ashkenazi, you even recite a bracha. The way we paskin, it's a mitzvah that you could in fact fulfill. It's an optional mitzvah. And if they do so, they could even fulfill it with a bracha. And the question is, if this is true, that women generally fulfill mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even though they're technically potter from it, then why do women not have the same practice when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona? They should be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, in spite of the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. That's the question that is bothering the Mogen Avraham. So there are a couple things that the Mogen Avraham says to explain this. But number one, he's mitzayin to the Mogen Avraham's comments in Simen Reish Tzadik Vov in Hilchas Avdolah on Moitzei Shabbos. Over there, there's a shita brought down that a woman should not be reciting Havdalah because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Since it's a time-restricted mitzvah, it's dafka motzei Shabbos, women are potter from reciting Havdalah. Now, the minhag is that we try to get a woman lechatchila to hear it from a man, to be cheshish for the shita, and she shouldn't be reciting the bracha herself. But lechatchila, we fulfill the shita. The question is why? Why do we say that a woman should not go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah herself, even if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? Again, the rule is that all mitzvah saseh shazman groma, women are potter, but nevertheless, if they want to fulfill it, they could fulfill it. And not only could they fulfill it, it's a mitzvah, and they could even recite a bracha when fulfilling it. And therefore the question becomes, if we're saying that mitzvah havdalah is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and that's why women are pturis, then why do we say that she should rather hear Havdalah being recited by a man? She should be yaitzeh with a man, l'chatchila. Why? Even though she's pturis, even though she's potter, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, but women fulfill mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even though they're not mechoyev, and they even recite a bracha if they're Ashkenazi. And the question, therefore, becomes, let the woman recite Havdalah for herself. Why does the Mishnah Berurah paskin that l'chatchila, a woman, should make sure to hear Havdalah from a man? The Mogen Avraham over there says a svara, and that is that which we say that normally women could be mekayim a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even though they're technically potter, and they can even recite a bracha when fulfilling the mitzvah, that's when they're fulfilling a mitzvah that's a pa'ula. The mitzvah is to do an act, such as shaking a lulav. The mitzvah is to do a maisa mitzvah. Now, grada, it happens to come along with a bracha. So then the Ashkenazim hold that not only could she do the act of the mitzvah, she could shake the lulav, she could even recite a bracha that accompanies the performance of the mitzvah. That is when it comes to a mitzvah where the mitzvah is to do a pe'ula, which happens to trigger with it the recitation of a bracha. However, says the Magen Avraham, if you have a mitzvah where the entire mitzvah is gufa, the recitation of a bracha, the amira of a bracha, in that case, we're worried about a bracha levatala, and in that case, a woman is not allowed to recite the bracha if it's a mitzvah sasei man groma, which paters women. And that's the rule of the Magen Avraham, that even though normally we say that by a mitzvah sasei man groma, where a lady is ptura from it, if she wants to fulfill the mitzvah, she should, and she recites even a bracha when she's fulfilling the mitzvah. Nonetheless, when it comes to a mitzvah that the etzim mitzvah is goof for the recitation of a bracha, in that case, she's not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah because there's a chashash bracha levatala. So now Magen Avraham stells that su, and the Magen Avraham marshals that psak over there to explain why by Kiddush Levana also she shouldn't recite a bracha since it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Because since over here as well, the mitzvah is the etzem saying of the Kiddush Levana, it's not a pu'ula, it's not a physical act, but rather it's the actual bracha of the Kiddush Levana. In that case, we say that a woman should not recite the bracha, even though she wants to fulfill the mitzvah to say she has man grama, and she therefore should avoid the entire thing. So that's the first pshat that the Magen Avraham brings down as to why a woman should not recite Kiddush Levana, even though normally, by mitzvah seishas man groma, a woman does perform and even could recite a bracha. And the reason is because over here, the bracha is not a pe'ula. The bracha is the actual bracha. And in that case, we don't say that a woman should recite it when it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. V'oid zog de Magen Avraham. He brings down from the Shlach HaKadosh a second reason why a woman should not recite Kiddush Levana. And that is because women should avoid Kiddush Levana. Why? Because they were goyrim the pikam halavana. How so? So says the Shlach HaKadosh, when Chava gave the Itzadas to Adam HaRishon, Chazal say that that was goyrim the pikam halavana. That caused the levana, the moon, to diminish. And therefore, when we recite the bracha on the new moon, it's disrespectful and it's inappropriate if a woman is the one reciting the bracha, since a woman, Gufa, was the one that was Pegeya and that was Pegim, the Levana, and caused it to diminish. That is the reason brought down in the Shlach HaKadosh. Now, other Paiskim are matmi on this, and they're very bothered by this ruling from the Shlach HaKadosh, because they ask, what do you mean? Rashi HaLatayra says that the reason why the Levana was diminished was not because of the Eitz Hadas, because of Chava. Rather, it was because the moon complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the moon and the sun cannot be equal partners. And two kings can't be mishtamish b'keser echad. And since the moon complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu inappropriately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore downsized the moon. So the way that the Shlach HaKadosh is explaining it, that the reason why the moon was diminished was because of the chet of Chava, L'chayra seems to be contradicting the Chazal that tell us that no, the reason why the moon was diminished because it complained about the fact that it had an equal power to the sun. That's the kasha that many achroinim ask on this Shlach HaKadosh. So some answer that perhaps there were two aspects to the moon diminishing during the early parts of the Bria. And that is, number one, it lost its own power of providing light, and it was merely reflective of the light of the sun. That's number one. And number two, it actually diminished in size. So perhaps, say some Mefarshim, when the moon complained about it being equal in size to the sun, it lost its own power of light, and now it's only reflective of the light of the sun. Number two, when Chava gave the itadas to Adam Rishon, as a result of this chet, the moon actually diminished in size and it became smaller. So there were two separate elements to the downfall of the moon, and those were the two chatoim, or the two issues that arose at the very conception of the Bria. And that was, number one, the moon complained, and it lost its own power of light. And number two, the pegam, the chet of Chavo, where it actually downsized in the physical prowess of the sun, of the moon's providing light to the Bria. So that is the basic two mahalchim of the Magen Avraham as to why women don't recite Kiddush Levana. Number one, because the mitzvah says she has man groma. And number two, because Shem L'Shla Kaddish, because the women were contributing to the pegam of the Levana by virtue of the fact that Chava committed a sin which caused the pegam HaLevana. We should point out that there's a very interesting piece from Shlomo Kluger. And Rav Shlomo Kluger holds that Kiddush Levana is b'chlal not a mitzvah saseisha as man grum. And therefore he says that women, in fact, should be mechuyev to recite Kiddush Levana. Aye, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's only during certain days of the month. It's only from day 3 till day 15. It's not throughout the month, so why would I say that it's not a mitzvah saseisha as man grum? Chayr, it is time-bound. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, no. A time-bound mitzvah means that the mitzvah technically can be fulfilled the entire year, and nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isolated the kiyum mitzvah and restricted it to certain times of the year. For instance, any time you could eat matzah to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided Dafka Leil Tesvav Nisan, that's the time when you're supposed to have the Seder. So that's a mitzvah saseh shazman gromo, because the Torah said, in spite of the fact that in Mitzias, you could fulfill the mitzvah anytime throughout the year, I'm going to make it exclusive to one particular night. That's a mitzvah Jason as man gromo. So after Shlomo Kluger, if the entire mitzvah in Mitzias is only shayach during certain days, that's not mitzvah Jason as man gromo. Hashem's not restricting its time. It's just that it only exists this new moon during these days of the month. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the fact that you could only recite the bracha until day 15 is because that's the only time when it's a new moon. Past day 15, it's just not a new moon anymore. So the reason why you could only recite the bracha on these days is not because the mitzvah was restricted to a particular time, rather it's because the mitzias of a new moon only exists at these times. So that's not a mitzvah sheshes zman grama, according to the opinion of Shlomo Kluger. And he marshals a couple of proofs to this concept, where you see that if the entire mitzias of the mitzvah only applies in certain days and in certain times, that doesn't constitute a mitzvah seishas man groma. One example he has is the mitzvah of bikurim. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of bikurim. He says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it only applies from the time of Shavuos till Sukkos. It's not done throughout the year. The teretz is, because that is the time of the bikurim. That's the time of the new crops. It's not because it's restricted to an exclusive time of the year. It's not zman groma. It's punk. That is when the new crops are usually developed. And therefore, that's why the mitzvah only exists at that particular time of the year. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, from the fact that you see that women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of bikurim proves that this doesn't make it a mitzvah seishes zman groma just because it's at certain times of the year. If that is the only time that the mitzias of the mitzvah exists, and that's the only time that the entire concept of the mitzvah applies, obviously the mitzvah is only at this time of year and it doesn't constitute a mitzvah seishes zman groma. He brings a second example by the mitzvah of Birchas Ilanos, and he says that the Gemara says that you dafka do it in Nisan, and nonetheless, it's not considered a mitzvah seishes zman groma. Why? So he says the same exact idea, that the reason why the Gemara says that you make the bracha on the Ilana is dafka during Nisan is because that's punked when the mitzias of the tree blooms. That's when the new season starts, that's when it blooms, and that's usually the only opportunity you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. But it's not specific, and therefore it's not considered mitzvah sasesha as man gromo. And memela we say that women are chayavos. At any rate, that is the very interesting chiddush of Shlomo Kluger, that kiddush levana is not considered a mitzvah sasesha as man gromo, since the reason why you do it during certain days of the year only is because that's the only time it's considered a new moon. And that doesn't constitute a mitzvah sasesha as man gromo, because it's not like the Torah is specifying specific days of the year where the kiyum mitzvah should be applied.